Then you will be empowered. When? Then. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experienced, the great magnitude of his astonishing love, the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. Back it up, let me read it again. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experienced, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all of its dimensions, how deeply, intimately, and far-reaching is his love, how enduring and inclusive it is, endless love beyond me. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly. Then lost it? Okay, let me pick it up here. Or we stop at verse what? His miraculous power constantly energizing you. Now we offer up to God all the glory. How much? All the glorious praise that rises from every church, every generation through Jesus Christ, and all that will yet be manifest through time and eternity. Amen. Y'all lost the whole thing? Well, while I'm getting ready, get me Mark chapter 4, verse 1, New King James. They are getting Mark chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 18, 19, and 20 of chapter 3 while they're getting it ready from the Amplified, okay? 18, now listen. This is an Amplified classic. Listen to it real good. That you may have the power and be strong to apprehend. Do you know what the word apprehend means? Do y'all have a clue? Apprehend. You ever grasp anything? Have you ever had any money while the wind blew and fell out your hand and you did what? You chased out and after it and you apprehended it. Kind of see what apprehend is now? Okay. Like Therese was telling, we went to Valley State to a football game. He won it off somewhere, got lost, and they were on the microphone. Kali, Kali, your son, what was he doing? He was trying to get apprehended. He wanted us to find him. Amen. So God wants you, now listen to it again, that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend, grasp with all the saints. See, some saints You got to understand, some saints are more mature than others. So you don't want to put your mouth on them. You don't want to discourage them. You don't want to criticize them. Just because you know something, they don't. You want to be able to communicate and help them to come up to where you are. Then you see someone that's above you, you want to hang around them and see how to get to where they got, see how they got to where they are, so you can get to where they are. You don't want to criticize something you don't know what you're talking about. So you can be able to apprehend and grasp. Now watch what happened. Grasp with all saints, God devoted people. See, God loved all of his people, whether you are really mature or just immature, God still loves you. Amen. And so we should treat each other the same way. You don't act like people act, but you still love people. Amen. So let me go on. Whew. So he said, God devoted people. The experience of that love, what is the breadth, the length, the height, the depth of it? That you may really come to know practically through experience for yourself. That you may what really come to know practically through experience for yourself. The love of Christ, now listen, which far surpasses mere knowledge. Remember, we are talking about revelation knowledge, right? Are y'all still with me? You're going to sleep on me now. What's about to come forth is very, very important. So I got to lay a foundation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled through all your being. Where? All your being. What happens when you get filled through all your being with God himself? Let me read it. May be filled through all your beings until all the fullness of God may have the richest measure of divine presence. And become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Now, what do you think will happen as you become wholly filled and flooded with God himself? Wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Now listen to Paul's prayer again. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of what? Wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom and revelation what? Knowledge. God wants you to have revelation knowledge. He wants you to know about him. Are you listening now? He wants you to know by revelation, not natural knowledge, because see, natural knowledge can't go this. He wants you to know by revelation knowledge about him, what he knows about himself, He wants you to know the same thing too.